I'm going to read from Luke chapter 23. I'll begin with verse 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, unto thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. One of the penalties imposed on mankind as a result of sin was that he would die in body. After the exile from the garden, Adam stumbled upon the limp form of his son. Adam was being reminded that death was the penalty for sin. It was the first death in the world. And now, the second Adam, Christ, slain by the race of Cain, prepared to go home. His sixth word from the cross was earthward. The seventh word was Godward. The sixth word was farewell to time. The seventh word was the beginning of his glory. The Son was returning home. 33+ years before, he had left the Father's house and gone into a far country. There he spent his substance, the divine riches of glory, the divine riches of power and wisdom. And in his last hour, his substance of flesh and blood was spent among sinners. And now he himself was prepared to take the road back home into his Father's house. And as he did so, he let fall from his lips the perfect prayer, Father, unto thy hands I commend my spirit. These words were not spoken in an exhausted whisper, as men do as they breathe their last breath. He had always said that no man would take away his life from him, but he would lay it down of himself. In order to show that he would not die from exhaustion, but by an act of will, his last words were spoken, crying with a loud voice. These words that he said was a quote from Psalms 31, verse 5. Unto thy hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. He was not singing the song of death to himself. He rather proclaimed the onward march of divine life. He was not taking refuge in God because he must die. Rather, his dying was a service to mankind and fulfilling the will of the Father. His death was not a fate, but it was a deed which he performed for mankind. It's difficult for man, who thinks of dying as the worst crisis in his life, to understand the joy that can inspire these words of the dying Christ. Mankind thinks that it is his dying that decides his future state. It is rather his living that decides his future state. Some of the choices he had made, the opportunities that were in his hands, the grace that he accepted or threw away, all of which decides mankind's future. The danger in living is greater than the danger of dying. So it was with Jesus. It was the way he lived, namely, to ransom men, that determined the joy of his dying and his union with the Heavenly Father. The Word incarnate, having completed his earthly mission, now returned again to the Heavenly Father, who sent him on his work of redemption. He could have said like Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. As these words were being spoken, just inside the walls of Jerusalem were the sounds of lambs being slain in the outer court of the temple, that their blood might be offered before the Lord God on the altar. But on this day, God had provided himself a lamb, and the Lamb of God was slain, and all the prophecies were fulfilled. The work of redemption was finished, and the Son of Man bowed his head and willed to die. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.